before 8 o'clock. And all this week on BBC Radio Devon, we've been hearing some of the wartime memories of people living in Kingstainton. They've contributed to a new book called My War, which has been produced as a result of a social group attached to their local GP surgery. Now, one of the biggest events of the war locally was the bombing of Newton Abbott Station. Beryl Fogwill was just 9 at the time. Her father worked on the railway and they lived in a cottage right by the station. She remembers the bombing clearly.
The siren went and we went to the Globe Hotel and sheltered until the all clear went. And then we came out and Mother had heard the people talking and saying, oh, they've hit the station. And she was very, very worried because I've got one older brother and one younger brother that were there at home. So she dragged me from down East Street to Newton Abbott. And when we got down to the bridge at the station, it was absolute pandemonium. You know, there was dust in the air. It was awful. And all these people crowded around and, you know, and I looked across to where we lived and I thought, well, where's our house? And I counted from one way up and then the other way down and I thought, well, that's number 10. It's not there anymore. It was sort of like a dream to me. I didn't really understand what was going on, except that I knew that we didn't have a house.
So what did you do in the immediate home?
Well, the family were separated. My eldest brother went with an uncle, Uncle Will. He went to live with them. And Brian and I and Mum and Dad went with another brother. And we lived there. I mean, weren't they wonderful to put up 4 people just like that, you know, and provide us with... And it was wonderful how it happened, and people were so good. And I can remember this clothes all coming in from various places, you know, for us all, and shoes and everything that you needed. And my aunt was absolutely fantastic, you know, how she coped with it all. And my mum and dad were brilliant, really, when I look back and think what a terrible shock it was. You know, you go out and your house is there and you come back and it's all gone. But they didn't think that. They were just so pleased that we were all right. You know, that was the most important thing to them, that the family were together and nobody was killed. And because there was one lady killed in this particular bombing, but really that was all, which was fortunate, wasn't it?
When you're obviously only 9 and yes, you know, yes, living in a quiet town in Devon,
yes,
and to suddenly experience a bomb,
yeah,
that must have been quite extraordinary.
Well, it
how
was.
Did it affect you?
Well, it just. Well, it was unbelievable, really. I didn't know what to think. Cause, I mean, all right, I'd heard about bombs, but I didn't really know what a bomb was. You know, a 9-year-old, you don't sort of... I lived in this little world of my own, and the only hardship I had was you couldn't have any sugar in your tea. But other than that, nothing really. The war hadn't affected me as a little girl. But after that, I just sort of... It sort of went by in a bit of a daze. We went back, and then ultimately we were delegated to another railway cottage, where we went to live, you know. So that was, and then we ultimately left there, and life went on. But I know my mother was very, very excited. It's a long time after the war was over. She came rushing. She'd gone to the bathroom and picked up the post on the way, and she came out of the bathroom and she was sort of so excited. She was waving something in her hand. She said, "Look what I've got! Look what I've got!" And it was a cheque for £100 from the government, sort of to replenish your house and your belongings and all the rest of it, you know. So she was very excited about that, because at that time £100 was quite a bit of money, wasn't it, you know.
Beryl Fogwill from Kingstainton talking to Sophie Pearson. And don't forget that book, My War, as we discovered yesterday, is available at From the Surgery at Kingstainton.